We have 7 essential human needs that need to be met for us to thrive and create the life we desire. But do you even know what they are? And are you making sure you meet them continuously? Because if you're not, you're going to find you constantly feel like you're living in survival mode. Let's find out what they are and how to thrive. Hi, I'm Liz Watt. Welcome back to my channel where free thinkers consider topics related to humanity, spirituality, reality, and individuality. If that's something you're interested in, make sure you subscribe. We live in such a fast-paced world that we're often really busy doing things and stuff to meet deadlines, tick off our task lists, and get things done. We just keep kind of doing and doing and doing, hoping at some point the rewards of our busyness will make us feel better. We do not often take the time to consider what a need is, let alone what we need at a deep inner level, and then ensuring those needs are met. If we did, individually and collectively, we would all begin to thrive. Let's start at the beginning. So a need is something necessary for survival that you cannot live without and is required to maintain life and an internal state of well-being. To meet a need is to ensure that a human being has the resources to survive, maintain life, and then most importantly, an internal state of well-being. So this may be different for everyone, but a need is not a luxury, it's a necessity. When a need is met, we feel a sense of relief, pleasure, wellness, and ease, and we can start to thrive. When a need is not met, we feel a sense of suffering, of pain, unwellness, disease, or illness, and we move towards basic existence and mere survival. So in the 1940s, Abraham Maslow determined 5 core human needs, which include psychological, security, esteem, social, and self-actualization needs. Now these needs very much focused on the physical human form without so much consideration of our ethereal self. Then in the 1960s and 1970s, cognitive or mental and aesthetic needs were added, which respond to the senses. Today, our understanding of who and what we are expands beyond just our temporal self and our human form to our ethereal self and how we relate to other things, people, and reality outside ourselves. So these needs can be broken down into 7 categories which align with Maslow's original needs and also expand on them further. These 7 essential human needs include physical, emotional, mental, relational, soul, higher self, and spiritual needs. So as a process of development and growth, we tend to move through these needs one at a time in a bit of a linear fashion. We start at the basic level of survival of our temporal human form, and we ascend through to relationships with the external realm, and finally a connection to our ethereal self and the ability to really thrive. So let's consider what these needs are and how to meet them one at a time. The first is physical or biological and physiological needs. Physical needs focus on 2 key outcomes: to survive at an individual level and a collective level of the human species. So at an individual level, the physical body is the vehicle in which we reside, so we can experience the physical world. So the body uses the senses of touch, taste, sound, smell, and sight to help us detect external conditions and navigate the external world without hurting ourselves. So these senses really act to help keep us alive. We only exist in the physical body while it is alive and surviving and full of energy. To survive and maintain a high level of energy, the physical body requires nutritious food, clean water, fresh air, sleep, and exercise. When these essential resources are either absent or of really low quality, we exist with low energy and at a low level of survival. The higher the quality of these resources, the higher the quality and energy of the body. At a collective level, the survival of the species occurs through procreation, which occurs through an instinctive need or desire for sexual satisfaction. It could be that the human body was designed to make this process relatively enjoyable so that instinctively our species would continue to procreate and survive. So if you want to learn more about the physical body, check out the episode, The Real Purpose of the Human Physical Body, the link is in the description. Our second level of need is emotional, safety and quality of life needs. So emotional needs come down to how safe our physical body feels in the world. Emotions are an internal compass responding to the external environment, conditions, and reality. And they're telling us whether our physical body is safe or unsafe. We use the sensations from our physical senses that tell us what the external environment is. And then we take that internally to determine if it's safe or not. Emotions exist on a spectrum from low vibration to neutral to high vibration. So experience low vibrational emotions of anger, fear, stress, anxiety, guilt, or shame when we're in some kind of danger or threat from the external world and we don't feel safe. So at this level, we're in a state of survival, worried or stressed about money, pressure, deadlines, taxes, debt, consequences, or other unsafe external factors. We experience emotions from fairly neutral emotions of boredom, calm, or apathy to then high vibrational joy, happiness, or excitement when we're not in danger and we feel safe. So once we move from low vibration emotions to neutral emotions, we can start to then expand beyond survival and develop and improve our quality of life. So staying in low vibration emotion is incredibly stressful and energy draining. To thrive, we need to live in an external reality with physical qualities and characteristics that make us feel safe. You can learn more about emotions in the episode, What Are Emotions and Where Do They Come From? The link is in the description. Now, our third lot of needs are mental, cognitive, or psychological needs. So once we feel safe in the world, we can start to move beyond basic survival and existence and explore our mental needs. Mental or cognitive needs refer to the ability to use our brain and thinking mind to explore, process information, analyze, identify patterns and connections, and understand the world through information and knowledge. Humans have an innate need to mentally understand and make sense of the external world and the reality we experience. So this understanding allows us to create some sort of meaning in our life. We can start to plan with a level of control and understanding of the implications and consequences of our choices and decisions. We can start to create consciously with intention and awareness. Our fourth level of needs are relational or social needs. So once a person understands how the world and reality operates, they can start to interact with the external world and create meaningful relationships outside of themselves. A relationship with someone or something sort of outside of ourselves is a reflection of our internal world that helps us understand ourselves more. The external world reflects back to show us what we do and do not like, what we want and need personally in relationship with other people or things. The need for relationship motivates actions and behaviors that help us find other people and groups that are like us who will accept us and embrace us. When we're in positive or high vibration relationships, we can know other people outside of ourselves and experience and create intimacy, affection, acceptance, belonging with family, friends, partners, or children. We feel safe and secure and loved and able to maintain a high quality of life. This tells us to stay and experience even more of this. When we're in a low vibration or negative relationship, we experience things like rejection, disconnection, isolation, loneliness, and other forms of separation. We feel unsafe, uncertain, and unloved, and move back into survival mode and emotions of fear, stress, and anxiety. This tells us to move away from that and experience the opposite or something different. Our fifth level of needs are soul or esteem needs. So once we understand who we are in relationship with others in the physical realm, we can move on to understanding the aspect of ourselves that exists in the ethereal or energetic realm as it relates to our physical human form. So our soul needs require us to know and experience who and what we are beyond this human form as a unique soul and an aspect of source consciousness that merely inhabits it. When our soul needs are being met, we understand ourselves not just as the body, mind, or emotions of a human being, but as something that is experiencing and observing those things. We realize we are in control of our experiences and can exist as the observer and make conscious and aware choices about our body, mind, emotions, and actions and behaviors towards both ourselves and others. We're a soul. And when our soul needs are being met, we understand and know who we are and accept and have esteem for ourselves without the need for external validation. To meet our soul needs, we must gain esteem from ourselves. We achieve this through dignity, achievement, mastery, self-acceptance, acknowledgement, self-respect, independence, freedom, and self-expression. When our soul needs are not being met, we're not aware of who we are. Our senses, thoughts, emotions, actions, and behaviors run on autopilot, and our body just kind of moves through the world in a state of unconscious reactivity. Without a true connection to ourselves, we seek to gain esteem from others to validate and understand ourselves. We achieve this through reputation, status, admiration, acknowledgement, respect, prestige, or allowance. When we look outside ourselves to affirm who and what we are, our soul is neglected. Its needs are unmet and we suffer. Our sixth level of needs is higher self or self-actualization needs. So when we can connect to and express our true self and feel valued, worth, and accepted for who and what we are as a unique soul, we can move to meet the needs of our higher self through self-actualization. The needs of our higher self include realizing personal potential, growth, self-fulfillment, and peak experiences and achievements. But most importantly, finding and fulfilling the intended purpose we were created for and having meaning in our lives. When we connect to our higher self and understand our purpose and the reason for being here in this human form, in this lifetime, we have a clear reason for everything we do, the reality and things we create, and the situations, conditions, events, and environments we choose to experience. We start to act and behave with purpose and intention and create in the world in a way that adds real value and serves not only ourselves but others. We become all that we can be and meet our self-actualization and the needs of our higher self for this particular lifetime experience. When we're disconnected from ourself and have no purpose, it becomes difficult to feel fulfilled and become what we're intended to be. We do not meet the needs of our higher self and we struggle and suffer. Our seventh and final level of needs are spiritual or transcendence needs. So when we begin to live with purpose, we understand there is much more than just the individual body, the mind, and the heart, or even the soul that we are. To meet our spiritual needs, we must understand that we're part of a much bigger, greater whole. We're but a drop in the ocean of consciousness. We start to connect more with nature and humanity as a whole. We become aware of mystical phenomena that exist beyond the human form as we understand we're part of an integrated ecosystem. We understand everything we do, think, and create affects the whole, and that everything anyone else does affects us. We start to see not only the physical three-dimensional reality of the world, but the bigger picture of everything. When our spiritual needs are not being met, it is because we're living in a state of separation and disconnection from the whole. We're purely in the physical. We believe and live as if we exist in isolation, separate from everyone and everything else, and without consideration of how our actions and behaviors affect anyone or anything. We live disconnected from, unaware, and unconscious of source consciousness and the very essence of what we are and what created us. To learn more about this, check out the episode, What is Source, Spirit, and Soul? The link's in the description. We came here as an ethereal being and a soul to experience life and reality on Earth in a physical human form. We forget the essence of who and what we are. And through our life and experiences, we learn and grow. We remember and reconnect. We do this partly by meeting our human needs. Our physical, mental, and emotional needs exist to help us navigate the temporal, physical world and keep us safe. Our relational needs help us understand who we are related to the external world. Our soul, higher self, and spiritual needs help us navigate and connect to the ethereal realm from our human body here on planet Earth. Our needs are a compass to help direct us on the path to evolution and remembering. To grow, expand, and ascend requires us to meet our needs at every level and continue to maintain them to the highest level we can. The more we do this, the more we can learn to thrive. The choice is yours. If you haven't already, make sure you check out the Life Satisfaction Quiz. It covers all the needs we've talked about today, so you can quickly see exactly how satisfied you are with each aspect of life and how well you're meeting your needs. The link's in the description. If you want to know more, then make sure you consider subscribing to my channel because I have a ton of content and ideas to share with you to help you understand and integrate spirituality, reality, and individuality. While you wait for the next episode, make sure you check out some of my other work either here or at lizwatt.com. That's everything for today. I hope you found it helpful. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.